OKK.
We're inside. Kniffling unguarded under the basket. Boston Kniffling will knock down the bunny.
Dakota Sports on KOKK is committed to excellence in sportscasting.
Dribbles out of the corner. Leaves it for Loban for three, and she got it. Anna Loban from long range.
She'll cut it back in, and he's going to score inside the five. Touchdown, Warburg.
In the American Family Insurance of Miller broadcast booth, here's Matt Watson.
That's right, and welcome to Tulare tonight. Matt Watson live on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK. The Hitchcock Tulare Patriot boys host the Groton Tigers. We'll take a look at our starting lineups here in the pregame show. We'll also, of course, look at our readings of the officials, and that, of course, brought to you by the Attorney General's Office for Consumer Protection. We'll talk about that later. First of all, our sponsors for tonight's broadcast. Area sponsors include Shooters and Woolsey, Farmers Cashway DeWitt Center, Wilbur Ellis, Ken Clark Insurance, Yarn Community Campus, Burns Manufacturing in Westington, Pastrallo General Motors, Dairy Queen in Huron, Car Carver Practic Clinic in Huron, Advanced Collision in Miller, Real Estate Connection, Boss Boutique in Huron, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office for Consumer Protection, Gary Zolano Glass will bring us our post-game show, and the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron brings us our scoreboard updates. Backing up Hitchcock Tulare tonight, Miller Press and Stretches Well Service. And again, welcome to Tulare. And I'll tell you what, if you got people wanting to tune into this game tonight, you better give them a call and tell them to tune in quickly, because we're about 4 or 5 minutes away from tip-off here. I walked in a little past 7 to about 2.5 or 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter of the JV game. So that one went quick. Everything has gone ahead of schedule, and Barry and the crew here have decided definitely we're going early. We're going to go about 7:50. I'll bet you we'll be tipped off by for sure. They got about 3.5 minutes left here on the pregame warm-up clock. So as I said in the pregame show, we'll take a look at the officials for tonight's game. It's brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office for Consumer Protection. We'll also take a look at our starting lineups, and before you know it, it'll be national anthem and tip-off time. You're listening to the pregame show, a quick one on Dakota Sports. We'll be back to Tulare in 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
Stop by Shooters in Woolsey for good times, great food, and drinks that will warm you up or cool you down. Shooters in Woolsey opens by 4:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Stop by Friday night for smoked ribs, and Saturday it's prime rib. Shooters will make any beverage you want. If they don't know how to make it, then tell them what's in it and they'll fix you up. Good times, great food, and just about any beverage you can imagine, that's Shooters in Woolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Stop into Farmers Cashway DeWitt Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, DeWitt Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember Farmers Cashway DeWitt Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time at the DeWitt Center store.
Have you shopped Boss Boutique yet? You have to come check us out. Boss Boutique is a fun, friendly women's clothing store in Huron. We carry sizes small to 3X. We also have unique South Dakota made decor and jewelry you will love. Our store hours are Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 4, and Sunday, 12 to 4. We are south of Walmart, next to the Panda Garden.
In sports broadcasting.
And welcome back to Tulare. Matt Watson here. Just a couple of minutes in front of tip-off. Again, this one will get started early. So if you got peeps at home listening in on the internet, on the phone app, whatever it is, better get a hold of them. Tell them to get tuned in here as we're going to tip off here probably within inside of 5 minutes, I'm guessing. We'll take a look, first of all, at the visiting squad, Justin Hansen and his Groton Tigers. They come in on this young season, 2 wins, no losses. They beat Duel and they beat Leola Frederick in their first couple of matchups. They roll in tonight unbeaten at 2-0. They'll wear black unis tonight, gold numbers, white outlines. Justin Hansen is their head coach. The Groton Tigers will have off the bench Anthony Sippel, Marshall Lane, Trayvon Tuggles, Trayton Deagle, Luke Thorson, Cade Guthmiller, Frankie Wusterwald, Johnny Doden, Mitchell Thurston, and Austin Jones. 10 on the bench, 15 all told here for the Groton Tigers. Starting five for Hansen and the Tigers, number four, a 5'11" senior, Bennett Shabazz. Number 12, a 6'2" senior, Sean Schuring. Number 20, a 5'8" junior, Brandon Keith. Number 40, a 6'1" freshman, Peyton Johnson. And number 42, a 5'10" junior, Sarek Shabazz. Again, Hansen and the Tigers will start Shabazz, Schuring, Keith, Johnson, and Shabazz. They will wear the black unis, gold numbers, white outlines. Moving over to Josh McGilvery and his Hitchcock Tulare Patriots, 0-1 so far. They lost to Redfield in their season opener on Saturday. McGilvery and the Patriots will have off the bench Kobe Stoner, Brandon Wiebe, Anthony Anderson, Wyatt Johnson, and Dawson Gamm. Starting five for Josh McGilvery and the 0-1 Hitchcock Tulare Patriots. Number 5, a 5'11" sophomore, Grant Hamilton. Number 10, a 6'1" junior, Zach Binger. Number 14, a 6'1" senior, Craig Mallon. Number 20, a 5'11" junior, Caleb Warner. And number 23, a 6-foot sophomore, Ty Hofer. The Hitchcock Tulare Patriots will wear the home whites with the red numbers, the blue outlines. And we are just about set for tip-off. The Tiger starters have been announced on the floor. Hitchcock Tulare starters yet to come, and we'll take one more break, of course, for the national anthem. We also talk at the pregame show about the officials for tonight's game. And let's see. All right, we're going to have to take a break here. I'm going to find those officials, I promise, for the South Dakota Attorney General's Office for Consumer Protection. We will get that done. Let's take one final timeout. We'll return. We'll take a look at our officials for tonight's game, and we'll be ready for tip-off. We got Groton and Hitchcock Tulare on 1210 KOKK.
You're an American farmer. You're the best at what you do. You till and plant the soil. You fertilize and cultivate. You nudge and nurture and fix and fuss. You do everything in your power to produce the world's food. But you can't control the weather.
Kent Clark Insurance of Wessington, your friendly local crop insurance agent, can help you control the consequences of the weather. Call Kent Clark Insurance today and protect your investment at 605-458-2281.
It can happen anytime, anywhere. Door-to-door sales scams, identity theft, debt collection, or even as simple as a swipe of your credit card. Know the law and your rights before you get caught up in an unwanted situation. The Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection has made it easy for you to be prepared with their new website, consumer.sd.gov. They keep you up to date on the latest consumer alerts and laws and resources available to you, the consumer. Check out the Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection website today, consumer.sd.gov.
Beat the rush. Enroll now for spring classes at Huron Community Campus. HCC offers general study courses for only $40 per credit hour. Spring classes include music appreciation, biology, U.S. history, English comp, American government, and lifespan psychology. Visit HuronCommunityCampus.org or call Doug at 353-8518 to enroll. And don't forget to follow Huron Community Campus on Instagram and Facebook. $40 spring classes at Huron Community Campus. It's a no-brainer.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Back to Tulare for tip-off. South Dakota Attorney General's Office for Consumer Protection brings us the reading of the officials. Paul Rozelle, Chris Ferrix, Tyler Paul tonight. The Law on the Floor brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office for Consumer Protection. Mallon in the center circle. Schuring in the center circle. Groton will move left to right. Dark unis, white unis on the hometown Patriots. They'll move right to left. Groton will win the opening tip. And we'll start off with the basketball. Offensive end. Here's a drive by Sarek Shabazz. Nice little ball fake drive, and the shot will fall in. Scoring starts early tonight as the Tigers lead 2-0. Inbounds pass, here's Binger across midcourt, guarded out there by Bennett Shabazz, the 5'11 senior. Off to Mallon on the wing. Mallon looking inside. Here's a three ball on the wing left side. No good for Grant Hamilton. Rebound pulled down by Schuring. Schuring ahead to Bennett Shabazz all the way to the rack. Dumps it off at the last second. Back outside and another nice drive to the basket. This time by Sean Schuring. Schuring has his first basket and it's 4-0. Binger shy of the timeline. Shabazz, the senior, comes out to defend. Left wing now for Hamilton. Hamilton down in the left corner for Caleb Warner. Warner on the drive, tried to leave it out for Binger, but the pass behind him and out of bounds and a turnover back to the Tigers. Groton 4, Hitchcock Tulare nothing. A minute gone in the opening quarter here in this boys basketball matchup as basketball now in full swing. Baseline drive here by Schuring. To the top of the key, Bennett Shabazz looks at three, won't fire. Leaves it off for Sarek Shabazz, 5'10 junior. Driving the baseline now by Schuring. And this Groton team, unbeaten, have put up some points. Four so far early tonight. Here's an offensive rebound off of Shabazz miss. Back outside they go. Here's Sarek on the left wing. Right wing now for Brandon Keith. Keith to drive to the free throw line. Back outside to Sarek Shabazz. A pass inside, knocked around. Couple of players on the deck waiting for the jump ball. Whistle blew. That's any indication of a jump ball. I guess that is the case, though, as the possession arrow will go to Hitchcock Tulare, and the Patriots will inbound. Inbounds pass to Binger. 6:10 to play opening quarter. 4-0 Tigers. Binger across the timeline as the Patriots try to put one on the board, reaching in and knocking the ball away is Sean Schuring. Sean, one of two seniors in this starting lineup. Two seniors, two juniors, and a freshman for Groton. The ball knocked away from Craig Mallon. And the first foul of the night will be on Bennett Shabazz. Mallon set for the inbounds pass. Bring it into Warner. That's back to Mallon, and Mallon for the layup. So Craig Mallon puts the Patriots on the board, 4-2 Groton. 5:49 to play opening quarter. Sean Schuring, left wing, three ball, got it. Sean Schuring from long range. 5 of the 7 points have come from the senior Schuring. Here's Bennett Shabazz with a steal. Shabazz trying to leave it back. Now a couple of players on the deck. The whistle blows. Not sure exactly what to call. Oh, a foul call on the Patriots. It'll be on Ty Hofer, his first, team's first. Sean Schuring set to inbound. He'll bring it in to Bennett Shabazz at the top of the key, and we're back underway. Here's Sarek, just right of the top of the key. Back to Bennett. He'll fire from way downtown. Came up short. Rebound, batted around, taken by Hamilton. Hamilton back across the timeline, cross court for Binger. Zach Binger, the drive, shot on the way, no good. Rebound grabbed, though, by Hamilton. The putback won't go, and a foul call this time on the Patriots. And Caleb Warner having a few words with Bennett Shabazz, the official, going to come out and make sure to squash that right away. You don't want that going on early on. That's something that'll... Don't get control of that early. That'll fester later in the game. Here's Bennett Shabazz across midcourt. Here's another three by Groton, and it's good. It's Sean Schuring once again. 8 for Schuring, 10-2 the Tigers lead. Pass across the timeline, give and go back to Binger. Here's a long two by Mallon, and that one rattles in. Boy, it hit the side of the rim, climbed the backboard for a moment, sat on the iron, finally fell in. 4:44 to play opening quarter, 10-4 Tigers. Bennett Shabazz, top of the key, lost it off to Sarek on the wing. Pass inside, tipped and taken away by Zach Binger. And Binger fouled shy of the timeline. That'll be Brandon Keith, his first, his team's second. And inbounding here in front of the scorer's table will be Craig Mallon. Mallon into Binger, 4.5 to play first quarter, 10-4 Tigers. Binger will leave it off for Mallon. Right wing still working outside the three-point line. Here comes the screen. from Warner. Ball knocked away, but Binger will haul it in. Long three on the way. That one no good for Zach Binger. Rebound Tigers. Bennett Shabazz looking up court. Ripped by Hamilton. Hamilton will settle for the free throw line jumper, and that one off the mark. Rebounded by Brandon Keith. Keith's pass stolen by Binger. He can't hit from in close. Stole the rebound from Bennett Shabazz. He'll try it again in a foul call, or did he step out of bounds? He was right there on the baseline. I think it's going to be a foul on Groton. Yep, that's the case. The official now is headed for the scorer's table. For a moment there, it looked like he was just going to let him inbound. Maybe that was going to be the end of it. Bennett Shabazz whistled for his second, so he's going to have to... Oh, no, they're not going to take him out. They're going to take Peyton Johnson out. No, they will take Shabazz out. Probably not generally the rotation here for Groton. There's a little confusion as they bring in the first sub of the night. And I think it's Sipple. Here's a pass inside, and Hofer is fouled and will get set for free throws. It is Anthony Sipple, first stop for the Groton Tigers. Coach Hansen told me before the ball game he'll go probably about 10 kids. We'll see if that's the case. Six in now as Shabazz again. An early second foul. Free throws for Hofer. First is no good. Ty Hofer set for his second free throw. This one is in the air. That one is good. So Hofer splits a pair. Cuts it to a five-point Groton lead. 10-5. 3:54 to play. Opening midway point of the opening quarter. Brandon Keith on the wing. Out of the corner, here's another three for the Tigers, and again it's good. See who is it this time? Peyton Johnson from long range. Johnson will make it an eight-point lead at 13-5, and here comes Binger across the timeline for Hitchcock-Tulare. Binger directing some traffic, working on the junior reserve guard Anthony Sipple. Here's Binger on the drive. Throws up a shot, rattles, won't go. Rebound, well, Hofer had an arm on it. Got tied up by Johnson. Jump ball is called. It'll go to Groton. Tigers will dig in again. Marshall Lane will check in. Lane to replace Brandon Keith. Patriots still there starting five. They dressed nine kids tonight. Shabazz in the backcourt. A little three-quarters court pressure from the Patriots. Going to lead to a layup on the other end for Peyton Johnson. That pressure will work out as long as you don't let him break it. And boy, did they ever. Johnson a layup for his fifth point. He knocked down that last three. So five straight Peyton Johnson points. And the Tigers have opened up a 10-point lead. Mallon down in the right corner for Hofer. Hofer looking for a screen. Leaves it off in the corner for Mallon. Mallon looks at three, won't fire. Now Binger on the wing right side about 4 feet back of the three-point line. Shot clock down to five. Left wing, Hamilton's going to have to fire. He drives, and he's fouled, so they bailed him out. Well, not necessarily, I guess. Not a shooting foul, so they'll inbound with two on the shot clock. Peyton Johnson's first, team's fifth. So the Patriots are going to have to inbound. Well, they will get a shot clock, okay. Boy, you want to talk about a rule that I am unfamiliar with. It is the entire shot clock portion of the rule book. Here's a steal by the Tigers, Sarek Shabazz. Sarek on the right wing will fire for three. That one no good. Zach Binger there for the rebound. Binger a long lead pass, too long, way out in front of Hofer. And a turnover back to Groton. 2:21 to play opening quarter. Groton up 10, 15-5. Marshall Lane ready to inbound as Groton will check in Luke Thorson. Thorson will replace Peyton Johnson. 15-5, Tigers by 10, inbound to Sarek Shabazz. Sarek across midcourt. Guarded top of the key by Hamilton. Out on the left wing now for Sipple. Sipple up top for Sarek, looked at three, won't fire. Now Thorson on the wing. Back to Sarek at the top of the key. Got a screen. Leaves it off to Thorson in the corner for Sipple. Sipple looking at three on the right wing. Long ball, rattles, not going to fall. Boy, that's another one of those. Hit the iron, climbed up the backboard. Rebound by the Patriots, and here is Craig Mallon across midcourt. Guarded up there by Sarek Shabazz, and Shabazz all over him, and they're going to call the foul. Here's Sarek's first. Oh, no, that's his second, too. I thought I had missed one in there somewhere, so he'll have to sit down. Trayvon Tuggles, a 6-foot senior, will check in for Groton. So it'll be Tuggles, Lane, Sipple, Thurston, and let's see, number... Well, anyway, there's one more out there. Patriots trail 15-5. Inbounds for Hofer. Hofer on the low block, turns, fires one up off glass, and a foul call. So he'll go back to the free throw line. The foul is called on. It'll go on Marshall Lane. Lane, by the way, the fifth player I was reaching for there. In the five on the floor. Here's Hofer to the free throw line. First is up and in. So Hofer, 2 out of 3 from the stripe. Both of his points from the free throw line. Groton going to bring Sean Schuring back in. Schuring leads the scoring with 8. A pair of trays early on. Luke Thorson will check out for Groton. Hofer's first free throw cuts it to a 9-point differential, and he'll make it 8 as the second free throw fell. Did it count? Yep, I think it did. I think they got a foul. Oh, I think they boxed out the shooter. Here, Coach Justin Hansen with some coaching advice there on the sideline. You can't box him out, so they'll blow the whistle. The free throw does count. Groton on the offensive end. Pass knocked away by Hofer. So 15-7. Groton's lead is 8. A minute 14 to play opening quarter. Well, I'm learning more about the rule book that I bargained for tonight. And the shot clock is, some of this has just been a long time. There's a floater on the baseline. That one is no good for Sean Schuring. Ball knocked into the backcourt, picked up by Brandon Keith, and the Tigers will hold on to it. The shot clock portion of the rule book, I really never had any experience with. Most of it's just a long time ago. The shot clock is more of a never kind of situation, or very rarely. Here's a 3 by Schuring. That one off the mark. Rebound Mallon, and here come the Patriots. 3 from the corner by Hamilton is short. Rebound Tuggles. Tuggles ahead. Mallon knocked it away. Hamilton to steal. Hamilton, jumper from the free throw line. That rattles home. So Hamilton's first basket makes it a 6-point Groton lead, 15-9. 25 seconds left opening quarter. Schuring across the timeline, and the senior looks like they will hold for the final shot of the opening frame. Pass out to Marshall Lane. Lane near the timeline on the right wing for Keith. Cross court Sipple. Sipple just left of the top of the key, still on the dribble. Keith down in the corner. Schuring looks at 3, won't fire. Cross court a pass tipped up. Tuggles has it. 4-3-2. Keith going to have to settle for a heave from way downtown, and it's off the mark. After a quarter and 2 air, Groton 15, Hitchcock Tulare 9, back in a minute on 1210 KOKK.
Thinking about something personalized and unique, like personalized wedding t-shirts, maybe a t-shirt for a family reunion, a hat, that's always a popular option, even lawn chairs. That's right, lawn chairs. The Miller Press has you covered on all fronts. What about a cool color t-shirt supporting your favorite local race car driver? And then, of course, there's the standard calling cards that let your friends know where to find you. Call the Miller Press today or just stop on in. The great folks at the Miller Press will help you with all your printing needs. Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service Incorporated of Hitchcock says, go Patriots!
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to Tulare, where it's always rocking the 80s with Mr. Barry in the house. Nothing but a good time, a little poison right now if you're checking that out. Fresh 8 is up, second quarter, just about ready to get underway here in Tulare. First quarter score, 15-9. That's the only score we have on the scoreboard, brought to you by the Mira Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Cuts, colors, perms, anything to do with hair. Call or text 883-HAIR. That's right, text or call 883-HAIR for the Mira Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. They bring us our scoreboard updates. There's a steal by Groton to start off the second. to the scoreboard right now, 15-9 Tigers. We'll see what they do here. Shuring on the wing. Cross court for Sarek Shabazz in the corner. Keith for three, no good. Rebound, though, grabbed by Peyton Johnson. He gets pulled to the ground, and a foul called on Mallett. 7:35 remaining until halftime, just underway in quarter number two, 15-9. Groton on top, and they will inbound on the offensive end. Inbound and another bunny. Oh, he missed it. Peyton Johnson from in close. Rebound, Mallon. Patriots across the timeline, trailing by six. Hofer just left of the top of the key. Hofer on the drive, going to leave it out for Warner. Warner to travel. No, timeout. 7:17 to play, quarter number two. Groton 15, Hitchcock-Tuller 9. We take a 30-second timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
Hi, John here at Prost, Troubles and Huron. Well, we made it through Black Friday, so it's time to move on to the Red Tag Sales event. One of the biggest sales of the year, and it goes through January 3rd. Fast start incentives, bonus tag cash, select model programs, lease support, Costco member discounts. If we don't have it, it doesn't exist. Yes, it sounds confusing, but let our sales consultants find the discount that is best for you. Happy holidays from everyone at Prostrolo, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac in Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on
lunch
KOKK.
Welcome back to Lair. That is 15 left. Second quarter, 15-9. Groton on top. Little boys hoops action tonight on 1210 KOKK. Here's Hofer from 15. The jumper rattles out. Rebound picked up by Groton. Sean Shuring. He'll leave it for Bennett Shabazz back in the game. He and Sarek both with two personal fouls early on. They sat for a good portion of the first quarter. Here's Shuring, and he got his own miss. Kicks it out to Sarek Shabazz for three. His first triple. He's got five, and it's a nine-point game, 18-9. Here's Zach Binger across midcourt. Drives past Shabazz all the way to the rack and lays it up and in. What Binger needed. It looked like he was lacking a little confidence against the older Bennett Shabazz. Got something going there. Drove past him. Got the layup to go. 18-11. Patriots trail by seven. Shuring cross court for Keith. Keith on the wing left side. Won't pull the trigger from three. Sarek Shabazz looking at about a 25-footer. Top of the key. Couple feet back. He'll launch from there, and that one is good. Oh, boy. That is the fifth three for the team tonight. Second for Sarek Shabazz. Lead back to double digits, 21-11. Here's a rip by Brandon Keith. Keith the steal. Then he kind of wobbled on the timeline for a moment, almost an over and back if he picks up 1 foot, but didn't happen. Here's Shuring, another three. Oh, boy, and he got it. Sean Shuring with his third three. 24-11. Groton's lead is quickly 13 points. 5.5 to play. Quarter number two. Zach Binger across midcourt, guarded by Bennett Shabazz. Here's Warner, just left to the top of the key. Leaves it off for Hofer. Hofer back to Warner. Mallon. No, that is Caleb Warner. Warner tripped up on the one, not tripped up on the way to the basket. They're going to say he traveled, and a turnover back to Groton. So Groton now a chance to add on to a 13-point lead. Peyton Johnson will come out of the matchup. That's going to bring Trayvon Tuggles back in. Again, Coach Hansen told me before the game he'll play about 10. Hitchcock-Tulare figured to probably roll out 6 or 7. A 6-man got hurt. He said they dressed 10. They've dressed 9 tonight, so I'm assuming that is the injured player. Here's Sarek Shabazz, another 3 from the corner. No good. Rebounded by Mallon, and a foul called on Groton. That's going to be 8 on Groton, so we'll walk to the other end for free throws. Fouls called on Sean Shuring. That's his first, his team's eighth. So that'll mean a 1-1 for Craig Mallon. Mallon, 4 points in the opening quarter. The Patriots, 3 out of 4 from the line, all put up by Hofer. First free throw here is good. So Craig Mallon leading Hitchcock-Tulare with 5 points. The senior, Mallon, ready for another free throw. Second is in the air. That one is good. Mallon, good on both. A half dozen for Craig, and it's 24-13. Groton's lead down to 11. Here's Bennett Shabazz across the timeline. Well, the Patriots move up a class tonight as Groton, a class A team. Back at the studio, our own Jeff Duffy in the house informing me that the B schools don't have to use the shot clock. Yet this, oh, Schering, another triple. Oh, boy. Schering with two of those here in the second quarter, two more in the first, and drop a two in there as well. He's got 14 points to lead the scoring, and that is the lead, 14 points. Here's Bennett Shabazz, another steal, and he got a timeout. 4:19 to play second quarter. Groton opens up a 14-point lead and has just taken back the ball. We'll be back after a timeout of our own. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day for lunch and dinner. Try their mouth-watering grill burgers or their delicious DQ bakes with chicken or turkey. Chili cheese dogs, kids' meals, salads, onion rings, and cheese curds. Don't forget their famous chicken strip basket. Head to Dairy Queen of Huron on Lincoln Avenue across from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. Have a birthday or a special event coming up? Order their DQ cakes or a DQ blizzard cake. See Barb and her friendly crew at Dairy Queen for lunch or dinner. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
Back to the action. This is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back to Tulare. 4:19 to play second quarter. Quick run by the Groton Tigers. Four threes to start off the second quarter. They have outscored Hitchcock Tulare 12-3. And they lead by 14. 27-13 your score. Midway point of quarter number two. Now 4 minutes to play until halftime. Bennett Shabazz, top of the key, squares up. Three ball, got it. Bennett Shabazz with his first point. One, two, three. That's five threes here in the quarter. Eight in the game for the Groton Tigers, and they have opened up a big lead. 30-13. Mallon, right side of the free throw line, puts the body into Trayvon Tuggles. Unlike the Groton fans wanted to call. Here's Hamilton to drive. Ball knocked away by Schering. He reaches in and ties Hamilton up. Jump ball is, oh, a foul's called. One official came in calling jump ball, the other calling foul. And it looks like the foul will win out. It'll be Grant Hamilton's first. That's just four on Hitchcock Tulare in the game. Sarek Shabazz coming back in. So it'll be Sarek Shabazz, Bennett Shabazz. Number 10 is Marshall Lane. Peyton Johnson is out there, and also Anthony Sipple. Here is Sipple on the left wing. Sixth man for this Groton Tiger team, which will definitely make some noise at the A ranks. Here's a three, no good, but another offensive rebound. Pass up top, Sarek Shabazz inside for Bennett. Bennett the reverse layup, can't get it to go, but a foul call. We'll go to the free throw line as in complete disbelief is Caleb Warner, but he won't fool the official. He will pick up his first. Fifth on the team. Each starter has one apiece. Two free throws for Bennett Shabazz. First free throws of the half for the Groton Tigers, or of the game, I should say. Bennett good on the first. Shabazz ready on the second, and that one is good. So Bennett Shabazz with 5 points. 32-13 the lead. Quickly down court of the Patriots. Going to get a long two for Hofer at the top of the key. No good. Mallon the rebound. The putback is up and in. Warner. Caleb Warner for two. His first points. All five Patriots starters have scored. Problem is the Tigers have scored a whole lot more. 32-15. Groton on top with 2:45 to play until half. Inside for Bennett Shabazz. Hand off and a layup. Off the mark for Marshall Lane, a rebound by the Patriots. There's Mallon across midcourt, leaves it out for Binger. Binger out near the center circle, Bennett Shabazz out to defend, left wing for Mallon. Mallon rises up just inside the three-point line, top of the key, no good, Sipple the board. Off to Sarek Shabazz, here's Shabazz across the timeline. Sarek on the dribble. Going to work on Hamilton. All the way to the basket. Layup came up short, and then he reached in and fouled it. Sarek Shabazz will pick up his third. Be nine on the team, and will walk to the other end for Grant Hamilton. Hamilton will put up the 1-1. throat, and he'll bring Brandon Keith back in. Sipple will check out. Sarek Shabazz will come out as Sean Schuring is back on for the Tigers. Grant Hamilton with the 1-1. Back iron straight up in the air and falls in. Hamilton will have another free throw. Groton 32, Hitchcock Tulare 16, 2:09 to play second quarter. Hamilton set up for his second. That one's on the way. That one no good. Schuring there for the rebound. For the Patriots, 3 out of 4 this quarter, 3 out of 4 in the first, 6 out of 8 in the game from the free throw line. Hamilton with the make puts his point total at 3, and the Groton lead stays at 16, 32-16. Inside of 2 minutes now left until halftime. Stay tuned. We'll take a look at the numbers. We'll take a look at the schedule for Dakota Sports. If we have any scores to pass along, we'll surely do that. Right wing here, Schuring down in the corner. Shot clock to 1. Bennett Shabazz from the corner and the 3. Guess what? It's good. Shabazz has hit a pair of threes. The Tigers have hit 6 threes in the quarter, 9 in the game. They lead 35-16 with a minute 20 until halftime. Here's Hofer all the way to the low block, puts it up and in. Hofer battling his way inside, knocks it in off glass. Pass inside Johnson, trying to hand it off. Tipped by Schuring, stolen by Binger. Binger feeds Hamilton, layup won't go. Rebound grabbed by Marshall Lane. Lane got tied up, jump ball is called. And I think the Patriots, the Tigers have it. Comes Trayvon Tuggles in. He'll replace Bennett Shabazz, who again just knocked down his second three of the quarter. Tigers are 6 of 7 from 3 this quarter, and they have opened up a 17-point lead. Drive to the basket. Nice stuff by Hofer. Jump ball is called, and the Patriots will have it. Peyton Johnson wanted a foul, but he didn't have much of an argument there. Hofer just reached in and got his hand on top of the basketball. Johnson in the air, came down, turnover back to the Patriots. Here's Mallon, top of the key, left wing. Well, I guess not a turnover. They do lose the possession arrow. Pass inside and a foul called on Groton. That'll mean 2 free throws for Zach Binger. The foul is called on Trayvon Tuggles. That's his first. First free throw from Binger is good. Continues some pretty good free throw shooting by the Patriots. 4 out of 5 this quarter, 3 out of 4 in the first. Comes Trayton Deagle in for the first time tonight. He'll replace Marshall Lane. 34 seconds to play until halftime. 35-19, the Groton Tigers on top. Second free throw, no good for Binger. Rebound Tigers. Here's Deagle at the top of the key. Shot clock is off. 25 seconds till the half. Tigers lead 35-19. Trying to run the weave up top. Drive all the way to the basket. Shot on the way and good for Brandon Keith. So all 5 starters have now scored for Groton. The lead is 18. With 10 seconds to play until half. Here's Binger on the dribble. Right wing looking for a screen. Didn't get it. Boy, he's going to have to fire a long 3. Here it comes. Front iron and no good. Hamilton, the rebound, the putback hit the side of the backboard. Hamilton came screaming in to collect the rebound, but kind of got stuck back there, tried to fire up one of the horse shots, but caught the side of the backboard, no good, and that'll do it for the first half here in Tulare. At the break, Groton opens up a lead of 18 points. At half, Groton 37, Hitchcock Tulare 19. The halftime show for this boys' basketball game is coming up next on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
Are you in the real estate market? Are you watching the real estate market here in Huron? If you are buying, selling, or just considering the market, make sure to check out Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram for the most recent updates on listings.
The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
Something personalized and unique, like personalized wedding t-shirts, maybe a t-shirt for a family reunion, a hat, that's always a popular option, even lawn chairs. That's right, lawn chairs. The Miller Press has you covered on all fronts. What about a cool color t-shirt supporting your favorite local race car driver? And then, of course, there's the standard calling cards that let your friends know where to find you. Call the Miller Press today or just stop on in. The great folks at the Miller Press will help you with all your printing needs. Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service Incorporated of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
And welcome back to the halftime show here live from Tulare tonight. Matt Watson, if you're tuning in thinking, wow, man, it's only 8:20 and it's already halftime. Well, yeah, the first half did go fairly quickly, but we also got underway quite a bit early. I think we tipped off probably closer to maybe 7:45, 7:46 in that neighborhood. So early halftime, again, the first half did go fairly quick. The Groton Tigers ended up piling up some fouls in the second quarter. They ended up somewhere, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 team fouls in that first half. So the Patriots had a little bit of double bonus time, and that, of course, will slow a half down. The Patriots, each of the five starters, each have one personal foul, so no foul trouble there. They did not dig into their bench at all yet, so the Patriots trail, though, at the break by 18. The Groton Tigers got a little bit of foul trouble. Sarek Shabazz has three personal fouls. He collected his third with about a minute to play in the first half. Really a bad foul for him. They were up big. He missed a layup and got a little frustrated and tried to grab the rebound away from Mallon and ended up collecting his third foul. So Sarek Shabazz with three at the break, and then Bennett Shabazz with two at halftime. So something they'll have to take a look at. Of course, want to keep Bennett from getting his second, or his third rather, right away in the third quarter, and we'll see. I would assume Sarek would come out and start the third, although I don't know how long Coach Justin Hansen will leave him out there, although they are out to a big lead again at the break. Groton leads 37-19. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mira Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Remember, cuts, colors, perms, whatever you need. If it has to do with your hair, you better get a hold of them at the Mira Family Hair Care. You can text or you can call 883-HAIR. That's 883-HAIR. Give it, hair, hair salon. See how that works? 883-HAIR. Text or call for an appointment today at the Mira Family Hair Care downtown Huron. And they were telling me that they're trying to send me some scores, and I don't know if you've ever been to the Tulare gym, but you will not get a cellular signal. And, well, they do have some guest Wi-Fi, so make sure to ask for the password if you're ever here in Tulare. So if we get any of those, we will definitely pass those along as soon as we possibly can. But we know one for sure at the break, 37-19. Groton leads Hitchcock Tulare. You're listening to boys basketball action here on Dakota Sports. We're going to send it back to the studios for another 2 minutes. When we return, we'll break down the individual numbers, and we'll be just about ready for the second half. At the break, boys hoops, 37-19. Groton leads Hitchcock Tulare here in Tulare. We're back in 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
Stop by Shooters in Woolsey for good times, great food, and drinks that will warm you up or cool you down. Shooters in Woolsey opens by 4:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Stop by Friday night for smoked ribs, and Saturday it's prime rib. Shooters will make any beverage you want. If they don't know how to make it, then tell them what's in it and they'll fix you up. Good times, great food, and just about any beverage you can imagine, that's Shooters in Woolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Stop into Farmers Cash We Do It Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Do It Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember, Farmers Cash We Do It Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time at the Do It Center store.
Have you shopped Boss Boutique yet? You have to come check us out. Boss Boutique is a fun, friendly women's clothing store in Huron. We carry sizes small to 3X. We also have unique South Dakota made decor and jewelry you will love. Our store hours are Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 4, and Sunday, 12 to 4. We are south of Walmart, next to the Panda Garden.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back to Tulare. Again, trying to pass along some scores here, to, or get the scores relayed to me, I guess, but I don't think that's going to work out here tonight. Again, if you come to Tulare for a basketball game, lovely place, by the way, to watch a game. You're not going to get a text, though. Remember, no text or calls inside the gym here. Let's take a look at the individual numbers. We'll start off with the visiting squad. The Groton Tigers. Let's see, adding up one more. Here we go. Okay, so totals in the first half for the Groton Tigers. They got no bench scoring here so far in the first half, although all five of their starters did score, and a couple, three of them in a big way. They hit a whole bunch of threes in the first half. The Tigers hit three threes in the opening quarter, six more in the second quarter, so nine made three-pointers in the first half. I think they missed maybe three, four, or something like that. They're somewhere in the neighborhood of 9 out of 12 or 13 from long range, and it has led them to a 37-19 lead. They scored 15 in the opening quarter, again, three of those threes, 22 in the second quarter where they hit six threes, 37 in the first half. They're perfect from the line in two attempts, two for two. Brandon Keith, again, just the starting five, has scored. Brandon Keith with 2 points. 5 points for Peyton Johnson. He knocked down a three. All five of his points coming in the opening quarter. Eight apiece for Sarek Shabazz and Bennett Shabazz. Both have hit a pair of threes. Sarek has one of just four made two-pointers tonight for the Groton Tigers. Bennett has scored both of his other points from the free-throw line as he is two for two. So eight apiece for Sarek and Bennett Shabazz. Sean Schuring leads the charge. He has knocked down four threes. He's got 14 at the break for the Tigers as they lead 37-19. Over to the Patriots. Again, no bench scoring for the Patriots. In fact, they did not even bring a bench player onto the floor. Their sixth man, I was talking to Josh McGilvery before the game, got injured, and they don't have him to come off, and they have pretty much stuck with those. Well, they have stuck, at least in the first half, with that starting five. All five did score in the opening half. Caleb Water with 2 points at the halftime. 3 points apiece for Grant Hamilton and Zach Binger. Both Hamilton and Binger are one for two from the free throw line. Ty Hofer put in 5 points in the first half. He's three for four from the stripe. And Craig Mallon leading the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots here at the break. He's got a half dozen. Craig is perfect from the line at two for two. Hitchcock Tulare put up 9 in the first, 10 in the second, 19 in the first half. And they went 7 out of 10 from the free throw line. Patriots trail 37-19 as we get set for the second half. When is it time for the second half? After Def Leppard. That's almost always a great answer. Groton out to a big lead, 37-19. We mentioned Hitchcock Tulare playing upper class tonight. They're a B school. Groton is an A school. Now, Groton and the A level have to have the shot clock. I had mentioned this is a very rare appearance behind the desk here for Mr. Jeff Duffy, and he was giving me some stats, or information, I guess, more than stats, that Groton's an A school. They have to use the shot clock at the A level. The B level does not have to use it until next year. Obviously, here at Tulare, they have it installed, and I couldn't tell you if you have to use it every game, if you use it for one game. I'm not sure if they're just using it tonight because it's an A school, but it's definitely on and functioning properly as far as we can tell here at Tulare. Seems strange to see a shot clock in a small Class B gym. Honestly, was always kind of wondering if that was ever going to happen. 8 minutes on the clock, 37-19, Groton leads. They have the possession arrow. They will start off with the ball. They are inbounded, and we are underway. Schering, the top of the key, leaves it for Keith. Keith, the handoff for Sarek Shabazz. Back to Brandon Keith on the wing left side. Handoff back to Sarek, looking at a long three. Won't fire off the Bennett on the wing left side. Bennett the drive all the way to the basket. Layup won't go. Rebound grabbed by Holfer, and Holfer threw it. Nice pass ahead for Mallon, but Mallon not ready for it. Out of bounds on the Patriots. Holfer trying to move quickly, as he's seen they haven't had a whole lot of success in the half-court set. Trying to get things going and get behind the Tigers, but moving a little too quickly. Turn the ball over here. Schering the drive. Back out to Bennett. Shabazz looks at three. Won't pull the trigger there. Off to Sarek. Sarek Shabazz looks at that long three. He's about 5 feet back of the three-point line, but you got to get out there and respect it. He knocked one down earlier, and guess who? John Schering with another three. He's got five in the game, 17 points, and the lead surpasses 20. 40-19, the Groton Tigers lead. Binger bounces it off to Mallon. Mallon just left to the top of the key. Binger right there looking to hand it back off and does. Also works in the screen. A drive by Binger halfway down the can. Pops back out. Sarek Shabazz the rebound. Sarek across the timeline. 40-19. Groton on top. Groton already 2-0 on this young season. Defeated Duel and beat Leola Frederick in their first two matchups. There's a foul called on Ty Holfer for Holfer, his second. It is the first foul of the second half. Inbounds, quick three by Brandon Keith. No good. Schering the rebound, pushes up the foot back, and it's up and in. Schering's got all five Tiger points here in the third quarter. He's got 19 to lead all scorers, and it's 42-19. Groton. 6:10 remaining third quarter. Binger across the timeline for Warner, just right of the free throw line. Outside, Hamilton for three. Won't go. Warner the rebound. Warner turns off glass, and it rattles in. Caleb Warner, 4 points. Warner doing a nice job of staying aggressive and going right at it. Leads to a basket. 42-21, though. Groton's lead is 21 points. Inside for Bennett Shabazz. Turnaround from 6 feet is good. He's in double figures with 10. Groton's lead is 23. Here's Binger across midcourt. Binger, a little hesitation, lost it on the way to the basket, but Schering touched it, and it's out of bounds off Groton. So the Patriots will bring it in on the offensive end. They'll have Hamilton to inbound. Hamilton bounces it into Mallon, who can't hit, but a foul called, and the foul's on Bennett Shabazz, so that's going to be his third. And we'll see what Coach Hansen elects to do. He did start Sarek with three fouls, and I would imagine you probably, at least sometimes, soon kind of think about subbing them both out. We'll see what Hansen elects to do. First free throw good for Mallon. And just Bennett will sit for now. That'll bring Anthony Sipple in. Another free throw here for Craig Mallon. Mallon's second is in the air. That one is good. A whistle blew again, and it's a timeout. 5:19 to play third quarter. 44-23, Groton on top. We'll be back to Tulare for more boys' hoops in 1 minute. 60 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
You're an American farmer. You're the best at what you do. You till and plant the soil. You fertilize and cultivate. You nudge and nurture and fix and fuss. You do everything in your power to produce the world's food. but you can't control the weather.
Kent Clark Insurance of Wessington, your friendly local crop insurance agent, can help you control the consequences of the weather. Call Kent Clark Insurance today and protect your investment at 605-458-2281.
Beat the rush. Enroll now for spring classes at Huron Community Campus. HCC offers general study courses for only $40 per credit hour. Spring classes include music appreciation, biology, U.S. history, English comp, American government, and lifespan psychology. Visit HuronCommunityCampus.org or call Doug at 353-8518 to enroll. And don't forget to follow Huron Community Campus on Instagram and Facebook. $40 spring classes at Huron Community Campus. It's a no-brainer.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to Tulare. 5:15 left, third quarter, 44-23. Groton up 21 points. And this Groton team has absolutely shot the lights out from downtown tonight. And as I say that, they miss a three. Schering missed the putback, and the rebound squirts out of bounds off Sipple, so... Maybe that's the secret. Maybe I'll help the Patriots by just talking about Groton. Anyway, they have bombs and threes in this thing. They had nine of them in the first half. Already, in fact, the very first shot of the third quarter was a made three. Built a lead while Hitchcock Tuller scored nine in the first ten. In the second, here's a pass inside. Another steal by Groton. Sipple took it away. Here comes Brandon Keith. There's Schering from the corner. Guess what? Another three. Wow. 22 points for Sean Schering. That is his sixth three. His team's 11th. I can see Duffy back at the studios furiously Googling made three-pointer record. If you can even find that kind of stuff online, I don't even know. Zach Binger, good from in close. That'll make it a 22-point game, 47-25 Tigers. Pass inside for Sipple, had it knocked away. I don't know what a record is, but they got 11 halfway through the third quarter. I'll bet you it's in the 17-18 range. But 4:03 to play here in the third. Tigers will inbound after, well, they changed out a little personnel, too. Here's Sipple and Bennett Shabazz both going after, well, both were cutting to the basket. One of them should have collected the pass, cross-court pass, and the play drawn up there for Marshall Lane, but both players cut, and the ball out of bounds, turnover back to the Patriots. One thing the Tigers have not done a lot of tonight is turn the ball over. Although they have missed three or four shots from in close, layups in fact. Here's a ball stolen away. Schering the steal, leads the break the other way, all the way to the rack, and Ty Hofer caught him and fouled him. Let's see, for Hofer, that's his third, so now a little bit of foul trouble there for McGilvery and the Patriots to think about. Well, they've got it down for Craig Mallon. Huh. Mallon was also there. For sure they were going to put that on Hofer. Mallon's second, so Hofer again has just two. Second on the team here in the second half. That's just the third foul overall. Not a lot of whistles here in the second half. Schering top of the key. Long two on the way. That one way off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Hamilton, and Hamilton wants to push it across the timeline. Hamilton had it go off his foot and out of bounds. Kind of a tough luck turnover there, and the Tigers will inbound. 3:18 left in the third quarter. 47-25 Tigers. On the right wing, Marshall Lane. Lane had it knocked away. Bennett Shabazz will collect it in the center circle on the dribble to the top of the key, looking for a screen. Didn't get it. They'll leave it off for Tuggles. Left wing, Sipple. Sipple to drive, a travel, and a turnover back to the Patriots. Maybe that is the secret. I just said they didn't turn the ball over much. Back-to-back turnovers. I guess you'd rather be a good luck charm, but bad luck is at least luck, right? 2:51 to play third quarter. 47-25 Tigers. Hamilton lob inside. Sipple knocks it away and another steal. Pass off to Schuring. Sean Schuring across midcourt. Left wing for Sipple. Back to Schuring. For Bennett Shabazz, just right at the top of the key. Bennett rises up. Pass inside. Knocked away. It's out of bounds off the Patriots. Groton will change it up again. They'll get Luke Thorson back in. Sarek Shabazz, Bennett Shabazz, Sean Schuring, and I think Marshall Lane. Is it Lane? It is not. It is Brandon Keith. Inbounds for Bennett Shabazz. Long two. Comes up short. No good. Rebound, no grabbed by Keith. Brandon to the corner. Looks at three. Won't fire. Binger the steal. Zach Binger the other way. Here comes the double team. Pass inside for Mallon. Almost taken away by Shabazz. It's out of bounds. So off Bennett. And the Patriots will inbound with 2:16 left in the third. Trailing 47-25. Binger will bring it in. Hofer faked the handoff. The defender bit. Hofer all the way to the basket. Fouled. And a couple of free throws coming for Ty Hofer. Fouls on Bennett Shabazz. And that's going to be his fourth. So they're going to have to get him out of there. Like he'll be replaced by Anthony Sipple, who didn't get much of a rest and most likely won't, with 2:12 to play in the third. Here's Ty Hofer, free throw line, first is up and good. Another free throw here for Hofer is off to the right, long rebound grabbed by Mallon, and they'll get another look. Mallon, right side, inside for Hamilton. Hamilton will rise up. He's fouled, and we'll go back to the strike. See who they called this one on. Foul on Brandon Keith, his second. Team's third here in the second half, and with 2:01 to play in the third, Grant Hamilton to the free throw line. Hamilton is 1-for-2 tonight. First is up and in. So the Patriots are 11 out of 15 from the line tonight. Hamilton's second is up, rattles, but it's going to fall. 12 out of 16 from the line. And the lead back inside of 20, 47-28. Groton on top, 1:55 left third quarter. Sarek Shabazz, top of the key, right wing Schuring, down to the corner. Brandon Keith for three, no good. Rebound Sipple, and he got hooked by Hofer, and Hofer has collected that third foul. Now, remember, I thought he had the third one before, but this is actually the third one. So Ty Hofer, a little bit of foul trouble there. He's got three. On the other side, Bennett Shabazz with four. Sarek Shabazz with three. Here is Sarek on the inbounds to Brandon Keith. Up top, Schuring. Oh, don't leave Sean wide open. Top of the key. Oh, he missed. Rebound Binger. Binger trying to split a double team. Ball ends up on the deck. Here comes Keith to pick it up. Off to Sarek, and we're going to get a timeout by Justin Hansen. 1:31 to play third quarter, 47-28 Tigers. We're back in 30. That is a 30-second timeout on Dakota Sports. 12:10 KOKK.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back to Tulare. A minute 31 left third quarter. 47-28, Groton by 19. The Tigers inbound off the timeout. Here's Sipple in the corner. Feeds Thorson on his way to the rack. Layup is good. That's the first bench point tonight for the Tigers. Pushes their lead to 49-28. Mallon just across midcourt. There's Warner back to Mallon on the wing right side. Cross court, long two on the way for Hamilton is good. Grant Hamilton with seven. Lead is 19 with a minute left in the third for the Groton Tigers. Here's Sarek Shabazz. The drive leaves it down to Keith for three. No good. Rebound grabbed by Binger. Long lead pass stolen by Sarek Shabazz. Ahead to Brandon Keith. Keith on the right wing. Looks at three. Now drives. Foul call. Foul will be on Zach Binger. Oh, maybe not. I guess maybe Warner. Yep, Warner's second. Brandon Keith to the free throw line. First free throw is up and in. So for the Tigers, they are 3 out of 3 from the line, and the make there makes it an even 20-point game as Justin Hansen turns over the lineup a little bit. Peyton Johnson will come in. Trayvon Tuggles is on. Keith at the free throw line makes the second. Also out there is, well, here's a nice drive by Mallon, but he couldn't hit. Got behind the Tiger defense. They recovered quickly, but Mallon couldn't make it. Here's Groton on the offensive end. Drive by Marshall Lane. Lane down in the corner. Here's a long two for Peyton Johnson. No good. And the rebound cleared by Binger. 20 seconds left, third quarter. 51-30, Groton on top. Here's Mallon in the corner. Here's a three by Binger. That one is good. Zach Binger from long range. He's got 8 final seconds of the third. Here comes Marshall Lane over to Brandon Keith. Long three is nothing but net. Through 3 and 2 layer, 54-33 Tigers. I think that makes a dozen. We'll be back in a minute on Dakota Sports. 1210 KOKK.
Thinking about something personalized and unique like personalized wedding t-shirts. Maybe a t-shirt for a family reunion. A hat, that's always a popular option. Even lawn chairs. That's right, lawn chairs. The Miller Press has you covered on all fronts. What about a cool color t-shirt supporting your favorite local race car driver? And then, of course, there's the standard calling cards that let your friends know where to find you. Call the Miller Press today or just stop on in. The great folks at the Miller Press will help you with all your printing needs.
Hi, John here at Prostrudels in Huron. Well, we made it through Black Friday, so it's time to move on to the Red Tag Sales Event. One of the biggest sales of the year, and it goes through January 3rd. Fast start incentives, bonus tag cash, select model programs, lease support, Costco member discounts. If we don't have it, it doesn't exist. Yes, it sounds confusing, but let our sales consultants find the discount that is best for you. Happy holidays from everyone at Prostrolo, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac in Huron.
Jerry Queen of Huron is open
your
every day for...
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back to Tulare. Fresh 8 is up. Fourth quarter just underway. Hitchcock Tulare with the possession arrow. And a pass to Hamilton was way behind him. They thought they had turned it over, but Mallon saves the day. Got over there in time. Here's a pass to Hofer. Hofer the drive and a foul. And we'll start off the fourth quarter with a couple of free throws. Foul's called. Is that Bennett Shabazz? Nope, number 4-0, Peyton Johnson. Johnson second, team's fourth, free throws for Ty Hofer. Team 12 out of 16 from the line, Hofer misses the first. Second for Hofer is up, that came up short. Rebound Schuring, and he's fouled by Caleb Warner. So for Warner, his third, team's fifth. And Groton will inbound, just underway in the fourth. 54-33, they lead by 21 points. Another big quarter, 17 in the third. 15 in the first, 22 in the second. 17 in the third for Groton. They've made a dozen three-pointers. And they are up big as they play down a class tonight. Of course, Hitchcock Tulare Class B school. Here's a foul, another foul on Warner. Or is it Hofer? Either way, it's going to be somebody's fourth, and it'll be Caleb Warner. So Peyton Johnson to the stripe. Tigers have not shot very many free throws tonight. There are 4 out of 4. Peyton Johnson good on the first. Peyton started this whole thing with the three-pointers. And hasn't made one, or hasn't really made much of a shot since he got a knocked out of two in the first. He knocked out one of two there. He misses the second free throw. Here's a Mallon three on the other end. That one will not go. And a foul called on the rebounder. No, no foul. It's just out of bounds. It's off the Patriots. So the Tigers now a chance to add on to this 22-point lead. Shuring lobbing it inside for Peyton Johnson, who flips it up and in. So Johnson's two will make it a 24-point Groton lead. Pass inside for Hofer. Hofer in close, can't hit, but a foul call. We'll go back to the line. Well, remember to tune in this weekend. Rapid City Sturgis, Rapid City Stevens, or Rapid City Central, Rapid City Stevens. Sturgis Spearfish another weekend, I guess. Make sure to tune in. We'll have the girls on KOKK, the boys on Tiger 95, Tiger Hoops this weekend on Dakota Sports. First free throw, no good for Ty Hofer. That'll be, of course, that Friday evening, Saturday afternoon tilt. Tune in tomorrow morning right here on 1210 KOKK. And I'm sure Jeff will keep you updated on the Schedule O event. Inside for Shuring. Shuring had his pass knocked right back to himself. Here's Keith. Keith the drive. The runner came up short. Long rebound comes out to Bennett Shabazz. He'll fire for three. And that one no good. Rebound grabbed by Mallon. Tipped once. Grabbed by Warner. And heads up play by Caleb Warner. Falling out of bounds. And he bounced it off of Brandon Keith. And out of bounds. So it's got two level hold on to it. 6:14 left. 57-34, Groton up big on the road here in Tulare. Binger on the wing, Hamilton back up top for Binger. Zach squares up, three ball, comes up short, got his own rebound out of the free throw line. The drive, layup won't go. Rebound grabbed by Hofer, and the putback is in. Hofer with nine. Groton's lead is 21. Here's Bennett Shabazz out to Keith on the left wing. He'll fire for three. Came up short. Binger the rebound. Tried to leave it for Warner, but Warner didn't grab it. Binger throws it down court for Hofer. Back to Binger. Three ball. No good. Rebound this time, Brandon Keith. Keith will leave it for Sarek Shabazz. The Tigers on the dribble. Again, the shot clock activated here tonight in Tulare. And I guess something we're going to have to get used to is Bennett Shabazz muscling his way inside, puts it off glass and in. And again, the B level moving to the shot clock next season. Here's hope for the travel. And a turnover back to Groton. Sarek Shabazz into Bennett. Back to Sarek. Just left of the top of the key. Looks at three. Won't fire. Brandon Keith on the wing. Back to Sarek. Down in the corner. Here's a three from Shuring. Got it. That's 13 threes. 13. He's got seven. They got 13. Yep. Yeah, Sean Shuring. That's what they had. Look at the stat guy here. And remember, I keep my own stats, so they're not always. Binger with the basket and the foul. So we'll try an and one here for Zach Binger. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 threes in the game for Sean Shuring. 13 for the team. Twenty-five on the night for Shuring. Extra free throw for Zach Binger is good. Converts the old-fashioned three-pointer. And the lead is 62-39 as now Hansen will turn over. Well, I guess he'll just bring in some reserves. I thought he was going a little further down. Brought in Luke Thorson, Sean Sippel, excuse me, Anthony Sippel, Bennett and Sarek Shabazz still out there. Also Peyton Johnson on for the Groton Tigers. On the other side, it's been the starting five all game for the Patriots. Here's a pass inside to Luke Thorson for the bunny. And the whistle blew it. We got a timeout. Thorson a timeout. 4:03 left. 64-39. Groton Tigers up big. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute. We're back in 60 seconds on Dakota Sports on 1210 KOKK.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service Incorporated of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day for lunch and dinner. Try their mouth-watering grill burgers or their delicious DQ bakes with chicken or turkey. Chili cheese dogs, kids' meals, salads, onion rings, and cheese curds. Don't forget their famous chicken strip basket. Head to Dairy Queen of Huron on Lincoln Avenue across from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. Have a birthday or a special event coming up? Order their DQ cakes or a DQ blizzard cake. See Barb and her friendly crew at Dairy Queen for lunch or dinner. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Midway point of the final quarter here in Tulare. 4 minutes to play. Groton up big 54-39. Pass into Hofer, blocked by Sipple. Foul call. They're going to call Anthony Sipple for his first foul. He argued a little bit. The fans didn't like it. And, well, hard to tell from this angle, but pretty athletic play by Sipple to even get the hand around. Does get home for a couple of free throws. First free throw is up and in. Let's see. Ty is 6 out of 11 from the line tonight. Second is no good. We'll make it 6 out of 12 in the rebound grab by Bennett Shabazz. Bennett will leave it for Sarek. Sarek just across the timeline for Groton. What a performance tonight. First of all by Sean Schuring. Hit 7 threes in the game. Scored 25 points thus far. Groton as a team has hit 13 threes. Schuring was feeling it early. Here's Sarek Shabazz feeling it from the top of the key. That one won't go, but Sipple chases down the offensive board. Sarek will get another look at three. Oh, don't fire. Now he will. On the way. That one is good. Sarek Shabazz from downtown. That's his third three, the team's 14th. The lead 27, and with 3 minutes to play, here's Mallon at the top of the key for Hitchcock Tulare. Off to Warner. Warner back in the corner. Mallon will fire for three. Off the mark. Rebound Hamilton tried to save it in, and did he? Did it go off of Sarek Shabazz? The one official says it did. The other official says no, it did not. And it did not. Will win. Subs in for the first time tonight for Hitchcock Tulare. Kobe Stoner will come in, the 5'8 sophomore. Also coming in is Anthony Anderson. They'll join Binger and Warner and Hamilton out there. Here's a carry called on Sarek Shabazz. Stops the clock with 2:49 to play, and they'll check some more in. Brandon Wiebe on for Hitchcock Tulare. Also Dawson Gam. And let's see who will stay out there. It'll be Grant Hamilton. And again, they dressed 9 tonight, so Wyatt Johnson, a guy that injured, would have played, but would have been the 6th man, according to Coach McGilvery. Here's a 3 from the corner. No good by Stoner. Rebound to the other end with Tuggles, and the layup is too strong. The rebound tips and taken by Kobe Stoner. Stoner ahead to Hamilton. Hamilton on the right wing. He'll fire the long 2. No good. Rebound grab by Tuggles. Tuggles ahead for Trayton Deagle. Deagle across the timeline. Back to Tuggles. Just left to the top of the key. Here's Sipple working off the screen. Drive, leaves it out for Deagle. Deagle lost it, picked up by Dawson Gam. Gam's pass, though, stolen away by Luke Thorson. Thorson underneath, Sipple, the layup is good. Anthony Sipple with his first basket. Minute 55 left in Tulare. Patriots trailing here by 29. Here's Brandon Wiebe. Wiebe had the ball knocked away for a moment, but Luke Thorson couldn't chase it down, and now Groton will check him out. Frankie Wusterwald is on. Mitchell Thorston is on. Johnny Doden is on. 14 is Trayton Deagle. He will stay out there. And 34 is Austin Jones. So Austin Jones, Mitchell Thurston, Johnny Doden, Frankie Wusterwald, and Trayton Deagle on the floor for the Groton Tigers. For Hitchcock Tulare, Kobe Stoner, Brandon Wiebe, Anthony Anderson, Dawson Gamm, and Grant Hamilton. A minute 45 left, and Groton is going to put another W on the slate. They're 2-0 this season. Hitchcock Tulare going to start the season the opposite at 0-2. Ball knocked out, and they're going to say that one was off Deagle, so the Patriots will inbound. They'll have Dawson Gamm to bring it in, the 6'2 sophomore. Gamm into Hamilton at the free throw line. Hamilton inside. Here's a long two on the baseline. No good for Brandon Wiebe, but Wiebe in for his own rebound. And then, did he step on the baseline? I think he did. Yep. Groton now brings Cade Guthmiller in. As Deagle will come off. And that'll be it for the lineup changes, I'm assuming, in a minute 24 from the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show. 69-40, Groton up big, and they'll pick up their third victory tonight. They'll go to 3-0. Patriots will go to 0-2. Quick shot inside is good for Frankie Wusterwald. Team loves it. Crowd loves it as Wusterwald gets what I'm assuming, can only assume, is a rare bucket on the varsity level. Here's a steal picked up by Johnny Doden. Doden the other way. Top of the key. Right wing. Nice ball fake there by Mitchell Thurston. Long three is on the way for Thurston. No good. The rebound grab by Frankie Wusterwald. I think Wusterwald's going to shoot free throws. Anthony Anderson, his first, team seventh, and a 1-1 opportunity, or was it a shooting? Yep, two free throws for Frankie Wusterwald. Wusterwald already 2 points. First free throw is good. So Frankie Wusterwald, one more free throw here, 72-40, Groton on top. Second free throw came up short. 72-40. It will stay. 35 seconds left in the game. Patriots trying to put one more up. Here's a three. No good. Rebounded by Doden, and then he is fouled by Stoner. So we'll walk to the other end, and Johnny Doden will get a chance to get in the scorebook. Well, I'm back on the air Friday night. West River will have the Tiger Girls Friday night and again Saturday afternoon. Remember, that's Mountain Time, so they are an hour behind. Free throws here for Doden. Front end is no good, and the rebound grab by Anthony Anderson. Anderson, a long lead pass to Binger back in the game. It's Binger out on the right wing. Pass inside now. Here's a shot stuffed, and it's Frankie Wusterwald. And again, the fans loving it. Doden at the other end. Can't get the layup, but does get a foul. So Frankie Wusterwald having himself a night as well. Nothing like Sean Schuring, who put up the 7 threes and 25 points. We'll talk about that in the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show. But Doden misses again. He'll have another opportunity here. Hearing it from the coaching and the bench here for Groton. Front iron, no good. Offensive rebound, though, grabbed by Austin Jones, and they'll get another look. Pass inside, shot no good, rebound, Hitchcock Tulare, and that should do it. Quick shot at the buzzer by Hamilton is no good. That's it, your final score tonight. Groton 72, Hitchcock Tulare 40. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show comes your way in 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
Are you in the real estate market? Are you watching the real estate market here in Huron? If you are buying, selling, or just considering the market,
make sure to check out Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram for the most recent updates on listings.
The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service Incorporated of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. It's time for the post-game report on 1210 KOKK, brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
Welcome back to Tulare for the Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game show. One score to pass along on the old Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard update. You know, the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron, they bring us our scoreboard updates. You can text or call 883-HAIR. Make an appointment today for a cut, curl, perm, color, whatever you're looking for. 883-HAIR. You can text it, you can call it, get yourself an appointment at the Mira Family Hair Care downtown Huron. They bring us our scoreboard updates. 72-40, that's your final. Groton beats Hitchcock Tulare tonight in boys hoops. Justin Hansen and his Groton Tigers go to 3-0. Patriots fall to 0-2. And we'll take a look at the numbers first of all for Hansen and the Tigers. They got 9 of their 72 off the bench. They got 3 of those from Frankie Wustewald in the final minute. He went 1-for-2 from the line. Johnny Doden, by the way, 3 opportunities to get in the varsity book. You'll be hearing about that on the bus on the way home. Doden 0 for 3 from the stripe. Luke Thorson put in 4 all in the second half. And 2 points off the bench for junior sixth man Anthony Sipple. 9 of the 72 off the bench. All 5 starters scored. 3 in double figures, and really all 5, or the other 2 were awful close. Brandon Keith put in 7. He knocked down a 3 and went 2-of-2 from the free throw line. Made threes and made free throws. Definitely a theme of the night for Groton. Again, Brandon Keith, 1 3-pointer, 7 points, 2-of-2 from the line. Peyton Johnson, he knocked down a 3. He went 1-for-2 from the free throw line. He finished with 8 points. 3 more in double figures. Sarek Shabazz finished with 11 points. He hit 3 threes in the game. Bennett Shabazz finished with 12 points. He hit 2 threes in the game and went 2-of-2 from the line. And leading the charge in all scores in this game was the senior guard, Sean Schering. Sean knocked down 7 threes in the game, 2 in the first, 2 in the second, 2 in the third, 1 down the stretch, 25 points for Schering. He hits 7 himself. The team puts down, I think 14 is the number I'm going to settle on. Yeah, looking like 14 threes for the Groton Tigers. That's made threes, of course, and 7 of them to Sean Schering. 25 points for Sean Schering to lead all scorers in this one. Groton went for 15 in the first, 22 in the second, 17 in the third, 18 in the fourth, 72 in the game, and they go 6 of 11 from the free throw line. Over to the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots and Josh McGilvery. They didn't get any bench scoring tonight, and in fact their bench didn't play a whole lot. They dressed 9 with the Wyatt Johnson injury. They played 5 until about halfway through the fourth quarter. Everybody did get in, just the 5 starters in the scoring column. Now, for the Patriots, they had 2 in double figures, and they had 2 more awful close. Caleb Warner finished with 4 points. 7 for Grant Hamilton. Hamilton went 3-of-4 from the free throw line. Craig Mallon put in 8, 6 of those in the first half. Mallon with 8 points, 4-of-4 from the stripe. 2 more in double figures. Ty Hofer with 10. He was 6-of-12 from the line. And Zach Binger would lead the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots with 11. Binger knocked down the only three for the Patriots tonight. He went 2 for 3 from the stripe. Patriots put up 9 in the first, 10 in the second, 14 in the third, 7 in the fourth, 40 in the game, and they shoot 15 of 23 from the free throw line. One final timeout to hear from our post-game show sponsor, Gary Zell Auto Glass, and that will just about do it from Tulare. The final here tonight, the Groton Tiger boys basketball team improves to 3-0 on this young season as they defeat Hitchcock Tulare 72-40. Back in 30 seconds to wrap it up on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Well, we want to thank our sponsors, which we will do in our post-game billboard. We would also like to thank you, the listener, for tuning in tonight. We want to thank Josh McGilvery for joining me quickly before the pregame show. This game started early tonight here in Tulare. So, again, thanks to Coach McGilvery for a quick talk before the game. Also to Groton Tiger head coach Justin Hansen. As always, thanks to Bill Berry and the Hitchcock Tulare School District for a nice spot to sit tonight. We want to thank our one and only Mr. Jeff Duffy back at the studio tonight. Great job tonight, Jeff. And, of course, again, we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. Make sure to be back with me on Friday. It's a Friday night, Saturday afternoon tilt for Tiger Girls basketball. They are West River. Remember, that will be Mountain Time. Tune in to Dakota Sports for times and lineups and what we've got on in store for you here. But I know I'll be on the hills Friday night and Saturday afternoon for some Tiger Girls hoops. And remember, you can tune in for that right here on 1210 KOKK. The Tiger Boys will also play Friday night and Saturday afternoon at the arena. And that one, of course, over on Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV. I think that is going to just about do it tonight. Groton wins 72-40. They improve to 3-0. Patriot Boys fall to 0-2. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports on 1210 KOKK, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Thanks for listening to exciting high school sports. We are Dakota Sports on KOKK. Tonight's coverage has been brought to you by
area sports backers include Shooters and Woolsey, Farmers Cashway Do It Center, Wilbur Ellis, Kent Clark Insurance, Huron Community Campus, Ferns Manufacturing in Westington, Pastrallo General Motors, Dairy Queen in Huron, Car Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Advanced Collision in Miller, Real Estate Connection, Boss Boutique in Huron, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office for Consumer Protection brings us the reading of the officials. Gary Zell Auto Glass, thanks to them for our post-game show. And the Mirror Family Hair Care brings us our in-game scoreboard updates. Patriot sponsors include Miller Press and Stretches Well Service. I'm back Friday night West River with the Tiger Girls. Tune into Dakota Sports for full details. The final tonight, Groton's boys win 72-40. They go to 3-0. Patriot boys fall to 0-2. For Jeff Duffy back in the studio and everybody at Dakota Sports, this is Matt Watson saying good night, everybody.